There's a goose going there now, you know.
Goose?
Mm-hmm.
And this part of your head?
That's your neck.
And the whole thing?
Your head.
And you never called the head anything but a head?
No.
Noggin or?
Well, that's like, some people speak, that's not often.
And might hold up your
thumb.
And this would be one
thumb, okay. Your finger.
And five.
That's your five fingers. There, your hand.
And two. One hand or two hands, right?
Yes, ten fingers.
And this part.
Your palm of your hand.
And this part here.
Your wrist.
And I'm wearing a what?
Watch. Wrist watch.
From here to here is.
Your arm.
And from this thing.
That's your elbow.
Mm-hmm. And you ever hear this finger called anything but?
Yes, that's I can't think of it.
Some people, technical, I guess, it's called an index finger.
Yes.
Did you ever hear it called a dog finger?
No, index.
Index. Some people call that the dog finger, and I can't figure out why.
I don't either. The way the connection is.
I don't see. while we're on this. This thing I stand on is just my whole
leg.
And this part of it?
That's your thigh.
And this bone?
Your knee.
This thing? This bone?
That's your shin bone.
And the heavy part back here is?
Your calf.
This is the
ankle.
One foot, right?
That's your whole foot, yeah.
This would be then two.
2 feet.
When you, when men used to sit around and talk, they'd sit like this. Did you used to have a name for that? You'd say they're down on their
honkers.
Honkers.
Yeah.
That's a hard way to hard way to sit, isn't it?
I just heard it expressed that way a lot of times.
You said the flat bottom boat with sides could be called a
skiff, I reckon. I don't know what they call them different things.
In this area, did they ever call it a bateau?
Yes, that's a bateau.
And when you change the badge, you put the pillow in
a case, pillowcase.
Yeah, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a pretty necklace or that's a pretty
string of beads.
String of beads. And if two men have a fight, the one knocks the other one down and really knocks him out. You say that one man sure
beat him up.
Beat him up.
Yeah.
Do people ever say that one man really whooped him?
Yes, that's some kind.
How do they, am I pronouncing it right? They whoop him or
whoop him? Whopped him or different, I don't know. I just said beat him up.
Beat him up. And how would you describe somebody who doesn't like to spend money?
Tight.
Tight?
They call him a tight.
Close person or close person, you'd say, is what? Ever use the word stingy?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's stingy or tight. That's the same meaning.
Same. Mm-hmm. And you ever call him a tightwad or a skinflint?
Yeah, it's all the same thing right on there.
And if somebody is wearing funny-looking clothes, they're old-fashioned or they don't match or something, you'd say, he sure looks... By looking at the words funny looking clothes, you say he sure looks.
I don't know what word you want to use there.
Did you ever say he sure looks tacky?
Shabby or something like that.
Shabby.
Mm-hmm.
But if a woman is wearing her best clothes, you'd say she's all
dressed up.
And an old person who's very lively, you say he certainly is what for his age?
Spry, I guess.
And somebody who has no idea.